You are now listening to the Walking Leader podcast, episode number 231.
Welcome to episode 231 of the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your professional and personal life. So, let's get started. All right. So in this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, we're going to get down to it. We're going to begin the series on soft skills. And this first episode is going to, well, technically it's the second episode, but this episode we're going to talk about negotiation. Now I'm going to save the best for last. So if you're thinking it was going to be something else, I'm going to save it for last because all of this builds towards that one. Everything I'm going to talk about is going to build toward that last one. And it's important to understand why we need to do the last one, why the last one is so important. And we're going to go and piece it all together and kind of work our way up. Consider it like a spiral staircase. Everything, it needs the previous one to go forward to the next one, to go forward to the next one until you get to the very top. And then you see that very top one, the very last one, rest and it holds everything in place. So it's important. So, without further delay, let's get started. And we're going to talk about negotiation. Now, so it's all about self-leadership and it's soft skills and it's negotiation. So let's break it down as always. Leadership first. Self-leadership. Self-leadership is based on taking the initiative and being a proactive leader that is intentionally influencing. That is by influencing your own thinking, your own feelings, your own actions towards your objectives and goals, whether they be personal or professional or both. You must take that first, second, and third step to achieving those objectives and goals, and you do that by self-leadership. So that's self-leadership. Soft skills. Soft skills we dedicated the entire episode just to defining soft skills. So I'm going to break it down, maybe two sentences here. They're interpersonal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people while performing those technical or hard skills that they have learned. Okay, so there's the hard skills, you know, being a doctor, being an infantryman, being a police officer, being an accountant. Those are the hard skills. It's the interpersonal skills that are the soft skills. Now, we're going to begin with negotiation, and there's about three different websites I'm going to reference, and I'm going to talk about the 7 habits of highly effective people, how that all plays into this. So let's dive in. Negotiation, it's the dictionary just defines negotiation as a discussion aimed at reaching an agreement. That's it. That's it. And it's bare bones minimum what it is. And then Investopedia defines negotiation. A negotiation is a strategic discussion that resolves an issue in a way that both parties find acceptable. In a negotiation, each party tries to persuade the other to agree with his or her point of view. And by negotiating, all parties involved try to avoid arguing, but agree to reach some form of compromise. Now, negotiations definitely involve some give and take, which means that one party will always come out on top. Well, it shouldn't have to. No. And though the other side must concede, even if it's the concession is nominal, no. Ideally, you know, there's always a winner, there's always a loser. But in negotiation, you don't have to end up with the win-lose scenario. See, parties involved in negotiations can vary, and they can include talks between buyers and sellers, an employer or prospective employee, or a government of 2 or more countries. The government's leadership, representatives of those individuals, those buyers, those sellers, those governments, those countries. Again, it varies. So let's look at this because, again, what are they trying to achieve? It's not that they're trying to one-up each other. I mean, who's going to give up knowing that somebody else is going to get the better deal? Negotiation. That's where it comes in. So why is negotiation important? Well, the program on negotiation at Harvard Law offers great, great ongoing free resources. And folks, I'm going to share those free resources, the link on the website. You do have to register. I'm sorry, not the web. Well, on the website, but on the show notes for this episode. And the importance of negotiation. Well, it's to achieve a win-win. Negotiation does not have to be about there being a loser and a winner. Great negotiations begin with and goes through the process with all sides involved coming out with a W, both sides trying to win. And it's not about all or nothing, as I mentioned earlier. It's not about that. You know, who's going to consciously give up just so they can end up losing? No, that's not a negotiation, right? That's just giving it up. That's just giving up before you even start. See, successful negotiation means that everyone comes out with something. It might not be 100% of what everybody wants, but hey, it's something, and something is better than nothing. So when it comes to looking for negotiations, And this is you. You've got to begin someplace. You've got to, maybe you'll never ever truly master negotiation. Now, there are some master negotiators out there, but that's where they've given all their time, energy, and effort to that skill, right? Where it's not only just a soft skill, but it becomes a hard skill. It's their livelihood. Master negotiators, mediators. See, that's what they do. That's their job. And while that's great, as an individual, self-leader, and you want to lead others, well, you got to learn how to negotiate, how to get them motivated, how to get them inspired. And through negotiation, you get that understood. You set that standard right up front. So as I mentioned earlier, talking about some of the 7 habits of highly effective people, I'm going to think of three of those habits. Think win-win. Begin with the end in mind. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Think win-win. You know, we all can win. There doesn't have to be a loser. Begin with the end in mind. Well, we're all trying to figure out what we want and how are we going to get there. And then seek first to understand and then to be understood. So you want to, somebody has to go first in negotiations. And so that individual should try to understand the other side, what they want, what they're bringing to the table, what they're offering. And then it's your turn. Right? What you bring to the table, what you're offering, what you want. And you want to look out for the best outcomes to occur when everyone concerned gives up going for the best and only acceptable answer, the best. That's it. They're going to give up the best. You know, maybe if everybody wins, it's because we all settle for second best and there can be no number one. See, when people realize that there can be some kind of give and take, then and only then does everyone come out with a W when everybody's trying to mutually win. Okay, then that's also how you earn respect. You know, because again, there'll be animosity if you don't come out the W, you come out with an L and somebody else has the W and that's all there is. There'll be some animosity then. Now you're going to be kind of gun shy the next time a negotiation pops up. So kind of think about it that way. It's like, you know, if everybody gives up a little something, everybody comes up winning. Might sound a little familiar. Nash from that movie, A Beautiful Mind, with Russell Crowe. Yes, Russell Crowe. Yes. And Jennifer Connelly, where he plays that economics professor, John Nash. And he comes up with that Nash's theory in economics. If everybody goes for B, then they all accept. If everybody goes for A, they're going to X each other out and nobody wins. But if they go for B, everybody wins, right? Well, the alternate. There you go. So it's one of those. It's all about mindset. Now, let's move on. When it comes to negotiation, there's some factors, and I'm going to go back to Investopedia. Now, mind you, all of these links are in the show notes, so you're going to have to go back to the show notes, and there'll be a little something extra soon. So be on the lookout for that on the website, on the show notes for this episode. All right, so Investopedia mentions the following as key factors when it comes to negotiations. Key factors. So let's look at all of this. Now, this is not an all-encompassing list, but these are things to be on the lookout for and also to be mindful of and be warned if something is not out there. If something's lacking, be warned, something's just not right. So the parties involved, that's definitely a key factor. Make sure you and everyone knows who all the parties are involved. You don't want someone coming in late and all of a sudden say, hey, oh, by the way, I'm part of this now. No, you definitely need to know. And what are the relationships? To what level are these relationships? And the communication, is it wide open communication? Is it just very staggered, very low level communication? Again, the level of communication. And to make any kind of negotiations move forward, you definitely have to have high-level communications where It's give and take, give and take, give and take, as opposed to, well, I'm only going to give you this and I'm not going to listen to anything else. Again, when it comes to negotiation as a soft skill, you have to learn that there's more to it than just, here are the chips, I'm putting them on the table, this is my proposal, and that's it. Now, it's more than that. So understand that this is process as a soft skill, is one of those that's going to take a long time to master. It's going to take a long time to learn and understand and have it in some sense where you can effectively negotiate, because it's not overnight. It takes time, but to master takes even longer. But they're out there. It can be mastered. Automatically or early on, all the alternatives are put on the table. Everybody knows, look, here's the alternatives. We don't want to go there, but if we have to, it means that everybody else has to do X, Y, and Z if we're going to go to D, E, F. Okay, you see what I'm saying? So again, if there are any legitimate claims, if there's anything just outlandish, then, you know, something's off. And the level of commitment to getting to that resolution, is everybody buying in? Is everybody part of this? Is everybody going to get in and make it happen? Or is someone just like, you know what, I'm just here for the comments. I'm just here for, you know, this, or I'm here for that, but I'm not here all the way through. Then maybe it's not the time for negotiations. Again, that's where that's at. Of course, other factors play into negotiations, such as justifying your position, being empathetic, not sympathetic. See, that's different. Don't be sympathetic, be empathetic. Put yourself in their shoes, but understand, don't feel sorry for it, because again, that's also a tactic. That's also a ploy. And that's a very underhanded ploy, where they're going to use their sympathy to get what they want, and you end up getting not what you need. So be careful. And that's where they remove the emotion comes from. Be empathetic. Definitely have some empathy, especially if it involves a human nature, the human factor. I'm sorry about that. The human factor is involved. Be empathetic, but don't be sympathetic. There is a difference. And also know that, hey, if things are not going, if they're not moving forward, if negotiations are not moving forward, then you also need to learn when it's time to stop, when it's time to stop those negotiations. And it's a lot of information. It is a lot of information. There's even how to execute negotiations. You know, you have all the factors. You go into it knowing all the factors. Well, who's on who? What side is what side? What do they want? What do you want? What are you trying to get out of it? What are they trying to get out of it? And then you dive into the negotiations. And even then, there's still a lot. And I'm going to list from Watershed Associates, there is a training center item that they have. It's called Negotiation Stages. And according to them, they have 5 collaborative stages of the negotiation process. There's prepare, information exchange, bargain, conclude, and execute. And there is no shortcut to this process. And no matter what, another soft skill that falls into play here is building trust and learning how to build trust and saying, look, we're all in this together. We're here for a purpose. We're here for a reason. Therefore, we have to get to where we need to be. So understanding that as an individual, we negotiate all the time. We negotiate all the time. You know, growing up, we negotiated with our parents. Hey, okay, well, let me stay up late. I promise I'll go to bed early tomorrow night. This, that, you know, whatever. Or, hey, let me borrow the car keys, or let me borrow the car for Saturday night, and I'll do the yard work all day Sunday. And then, of course, you know, that doesn't work out. But again, understand that there are different levels of negotiation, how far you want to take it, and to what benefit it's going to serve you. That only is up to you. You have that. There is no, there's no magic key, no magic button to press, and poof, you're an instant negotiator. No, it does take time. It does take time. And to be a negotiator, do you have to be a fully trained negotiator? No, but it certainly helps. It truly does help. And as a soft skill, it's one of those that you definitely have to have, because you never know. All of a sudden, you find yourself in a situation where you have to interview somebody and you're trying to get to the situation or whatever their interview. I'm not talking a new hire. I'm talking something happened and now you need to interview and you need to work it through. And so you have to learn those skills and how to communicate with them and how to extract that data. How to get that data. I'm not saying being manipulative, but what I am saying is understanding the people. And usually as a negotiator, you start understanding people. So you learn those negotiation skills. You start working with them. You try to work and understand them. And you let them know, look, I really want to know what we can do here. And I really believe we can work together to get this resolved. So it's not a Jedi mind trick. But what it is, it's just you being genuine, you being authentic. And it does begin with you. So what I'm getting at is negotiations are needed no matter what we're doing, wherever we are, any given day, any given time, as a leader, as an up-and-coming leader, a current leader. Ask those current leaders how many times they've had to use negotiation skills. And if any of them ever says none, they're lying to you, because negotiation skills come into play all the time. So with that being said, get out there, do some homework. The website's got some great content just to get you started on what to be looking for, how to do it, how to, at the very basic fundamental negotiating. But it's a start, it's a starting point, and it's there for you. So again, visit the website. It's in the show notes for this episode, episode 231 of the Walking Leader Podcast at the daveguerra.com website. And tell you what, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. I want to hear back from you on this one. Well, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode, episode 231 of the Walking Leader Podcast? Negotiation skills, very important. We all need them. We all need to have some fundamental basics of them, understand them. And of course, you know, for the more advanced, definitely have to get someone who knows exactly what they're doing. But we should at least be able to hold our own. So, as always, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, more information, or you want more information, then don't hesitate, drop me a line, dave@daveguerra.com. That's dave@daveguerra.com. Or follow me on Twitter. That's @DaveGuerra. That's the @ and then DaveGuerra. All one word, @DaveGuerra. And I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know what you think of this episode. Let me know what you think so far of what's going on. I do appreciate everybody that's messaged out on Twitter and shared your thoughts about the show. And I do appreciate that. So let's keep the conversation going. Folks, I am David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader and the other book, that's Great to Follow. That's the other book, Great to Follow. I do thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Most of all, I do appreciate you. And also, don't forget to subscribe to get this podcast delivered right to your phone. Every time there's a new episode, there it is, or on your tablet or on your PC, wherever. So subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher. You can find me. You can find all of those links. You can find all those links on the daveguerra.com/podcast website. So it's all there. So every show has the links down at the bottom in the show notes. And of course, as I mentioned in today's episode, the additional content will be also in the show notes. So before you go, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. So until next time, thank you. Take care.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.